piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Greg, what was this upper crust thing you were doing the other day?
It sounds so fancy, doesn't it? Upper crust. It was a baking workshop held at Paws Up. It was a real opportunity for me to get baking lessons from pros. Normally, I'm giving the classes.
That's right.
This time, I get to take classes from the pros, and it was the most wonderful experience because I learned so much.
Good.
Yes, there's always so much to learn. Now, the first class that I sat in on was taught by Kate McDermott. She is a pie baker, and that is really her specialty. She writes about pies. She goes around the country teaching baking workshops only about pies, and she spent years perfecting her technique for pie crust and pie filling. This is all hands-on. So we made our own crust, and we made our own apple filling, and the kitchen staff at Paws Up baked them off. At the end of the evening, we were presented with our own individual little pies. What I learned from Kate, the way that she made the pastry, the fats that she likes to use in her pastries are exactly the same fats that I like to use in mine.
What's that?
Butter and leaf lard.
Very good.
And she orders the leaf lard. It's already been rendered from a commercial source. All of this stuff was measured out for us. So we dump the flour into the bowl, add the fat. She gave us the option of cutting in the fat with a pastry blender or just getting in with our fingers. And of course, the fingers are always the best thing.
Yeah, I think so.
You pinch the fats and you work rather quickly because you want to keep everything cold. What Kate does, she keeps the mixing bowls cold in the freezer. She stores her flour in the freezer. She has her fats and butter, which are in the freezer. Of course, these had to be softened somewhat for us to use, but the idea is to keep everything cold.
Yeah.
And so we did. We worked the dough, and as she was looking over at me, and I was fluffing the fats with my fingers and all that, and she says, okay, get your hands out of there.
All right.
It's like watching these competitive cooking shows. The time is out. They surrender. Their hands go up. Because we don't know how dry the flour actually is, the variable is always the amount of water to add. She had ice water for us to add. And for the amount of flour that we had, she said, start with 3 tablespoons. So we tossed in 3 tablespoons, and you toss with a fork. What you do is you grab the dough, squeeze it, and then when you release it, if it holds together, you've added enough water.
That's
enough. If it doesn't hold together, then you add another tablespoon, and you just repeat it. Once the dough is to your satisfaction, then she had this most interesting technique of, within the bowl, shaping it into a log, making a depression halfway down the length of the log, and then folding the log in half, reshaping it into a long log, making the crease in the dough, and folding it again, and doing this about 3 times or so. It caused a layering effect of the fat, so that you would then get layers of flakiness when you rolled the dough out. And then you rolled it up. You had to chill it first, divide it in half, wrap it in plastic, chill it, and then while it was chilling, then we went on to the filling. Now, the filling was apples, and she used 3 different kinds of apples that were prepared ahead for us, cut into 3/4-inch dice. Interestingly, she did not peel her apples. The filling worked out just fine. We added some sugar to it. She had cinnamon, a little bit of allspice, flour, and tossed it all together. And then we rolled the dough pretty typically. She likes to roll the dough out on denim. It was really nice. The other baker that was there was Mindy Siegel, who is a baker from Chicago. And she and her husband owned a restaurant in Chicago called Hot Chocolate. Mindy received a Beard Award as pastry chef from the Midwest. She's known for her plated desserts, but she made an extraordinary array of cookies, small cookies, things that you would think you could only buy in a bake shop because they didn't look like you create them at home, but you absolutely can make them at home because she's very precise and meticulous about how to make the doughs. What she does best of all, I think, is she knows how to pack flavor into the fillings, different kinds of salt. She'll cook raspberries down until they're very thick. She made a marshmallow that was flavored with passion fruit, homemade marshmallow filling with passion fruit, and then she made various glazes. I was absolutely captivated by her workshop as well. Had an amazing amount of fun. Got to meet very interesting people.
Well, you amazed me. I didn't know that there was anything you could be taught.
There's always stuff to learn, John. You know that.
I know. I know it's true. But it's gratifying to hear anyway. And we hope you'll come back next week for
The Food Guys. Dum 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 d